Decline of the North American Songbird. Not cantata, sonata. Whatever they were, the first birds of spring, the doctor kneaded your breast counterclockwise. Discovering the mass, he needled a bit of blood and core, asked me to push print. A sonogram. I can imagine Beethoven, maddened by syphilis or lead, transcribing from reveries, phrasing and lull into the language he could no longer hear, but heard. Ist es nicht schön? The soul taker's echo image the narwhal sees as the whaler's bone saw migraines through his tusk. The song, mathematics, and snow crash, static dissonance that can't resolve. As gristle films the halcyon sea. Wrap the algae tooth in a blanket and carry it to town. Cure for dropsy, melancholy, strengthening the heart. Say you found the unicorn dying in the sunlit field. Nick the skin and a needle to plumb the mass of cell and tissue. If sound casts a shadow, the suburbs sound like overcast sky, corpses in the absence of corpses. Yellow-throated vireo, hooded warbler, hepatic tanager, oven bird. To score their vanishing, I listen to what Beethoven hears in his teeth, the clenched rod conducting the piano's thrum of C minor chaos. Anguish from the soundboard into bone, his inner ear. A sort of dark matter camera he'd concocted to feel the storm of diminished singing he heard, but would never hear. And I transpose his sonata into the key of the ultrasound, scrolling from the printer, the gland and wrecked bundle of cells, an image of either the black-throated blue warbler on the wing or the rowdy of the meadows we can hardly even picture. Either terror or its absence. Is it not beautiful, the sonata? No, I was wrong. This is scored for human voices, my father's naked hands sloshing fixer in his darkroom, the image slowly Corioliced into sight.